to this timely tip. Get your kicks during Sale 66.
Sale 66. This is going to be so much fun. It's happening at Sanderson Ford. They're celebrating 66 years of being in business. And you may have heard the industry line that inventory is tight. Not at Sanderson Ford. They're currently sitting on over 660 vehicles just for this Sale 66. So if you're having trouble finding that Ford vehicle of choice, you just haven't been to Sanderson yet. They're at 51st Avenue, south of Glendale. They're celebrating 66 years. My baby daughter, Carol Grace, just drove a brand new Ranger off the lot, I think Tuesday night, with her husband, Jordan, that they'll be unfortunately using to move to the East Coast. Got to do something about that. But beautiful new blue four-wheel drive Ranger, just absolutely gorgeous. Treated just like family, just like the other three generations of Romeros who have been buying at only one dealership for over 35 years. Sanderson Ford. Take it from me. Take it from the whole Romero family. If you've never bought at Sanderson, you haven't had the best car buying experience available. All right, we're here in studio this morning with Ron LaBrie, the design manager, and Tracy Rokas, the showroom designer from TWD Design, Build, and Remodel. TWDE, TWD is a Rosie certified remodeling contractor located in the West Valley. Ron, tell us, introduce our listeners to TWD.
Well, TWD started as a drywall contractor back in 1996, and we have evolved into a full-service design, build, remodel company. We are award-winning full-service general contractor and have an extensive portfolio of kitchen and bathroom remodels as well as full renovations and as small as drywall and stucco repairs. So we won't turn away a small project because the owners of the company remember that that's where we started.
Okay.
Again, we've been in business since 1996, and you can take a look at our website at twdaz.com. If you have any questions, you can give us a call at 623-544-1211, or you can email us at info@twdaz.com.
What's the status of the new showroom? Is it open to the public? Is it open by appointment only? How are we handling COVID protocol? I mean, Tracy, it must kill you to put a brand new showroom together and not be able to throw the doors open and run a parade of people through there.
Yes, it has. It's been we haven't had many people in during the year, but we have just reopened.
Okay. All right.
If you'd like to make an appointment, it's always good to make an appointment to make sure there's a designer there to talk to you. But you can walk in also. Our doors are open now, and you can walk in, and we'd be happy to help you.
Where is that showroom?
It is at 2400 West Union Hills Drive, Suite 110.
Okay, brand new showroom, TWD Design Build Remodel, been in business since 96. TWD is Todd Whitaker, and it was Todd Whitaker Drywall. And we grew that to TWD Design Build Remodel, family owned and operated by some really great people with a great team, like we have a small sample of here in the show, here in the studio this morning, Ron and Tracy. If y'all don't mind, I'm going to take a call about a barbecue, and y'all can help me solve Richard's dilemma. Richard, good morning. What are you working on this morning, my friend?
Good morning, Rosie. As it happens, I live about a mile from their new showroom at 2400 West Union Hill.
Okay, very good.
I'm going to have to stop over there and visit them.
Well, you'll like what you see, I promise you.
I don't doubt it. I am building a barbecue outdoor kitchen in my backyard.
Okay.
And I'm going to be using metal studs.
Okay.
And my first question is, should I put something under the metal studs because I'm fastening them to travertine pavers? Should I put cement board or Torx board underneath it? And if so, how should I waterproof it also?
Well, your metal studs are going to be galvanized, but they're generally going to be 20 or 25 gauge. If it were me, I would float that above the travertine some small distance with an impervious product just to keep that galvanized stud from sitting. I would want to be able to open the storage room doors, hose it out. It's going to be impossible to keep spiders from not wanting to migrate in there. And I would want to be able to open it up and be able to power wash or hose it with a nozzle really well, and then make sure you have positive drainage. So I wouldn't take the 20 or 25 gauge stud and set it straight on top of the travertine.
Okay. I'm going to use 3-inch hammer set redheads to fasten it, because the travertine I have are 1¼ inches thick. I need to fasten them down into the the base concrete.
That's a good mechanism. That 3-inch redhead will sure do it. And then you're going to lath it and stucco it? Is that your plan?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to put cement board on the side, and I tried my hand at stuccoing, and I don't do so well at that.
Okay, all right.
I rebuilt the mailbox, my first experience with using metal studs, and I made it look really nice. I've got a mailbox out front that has electrical, has cameras in it, and it also has sound and a mailbox.
Hot dog.
Well, I'm going to put a lighthouse on top of it.
Okay, all right. Well, boy, we've got some extremely creative and innovative callers in today between adjustable height desk work areas and lighthouse mailboxes with sound and sound system in it. Appreciate the call, Richard. Would love, like I asked Stephanie, if you could send a couple pictures of the project. We'd love to see how you're doing on it when you're all done. Outdoor kitchens. Boy, Ron, what can you say about outdoor kitchens the last decade?
Well, very important, but I actually probably do have a tip for you. You might want to consider using asphalt shingle as a barrier between that bottom plate and your travertine. That's what I did, and that's what we do when we're putting, say, a 4x4 post when we're building a deck. Putting that asphalt shingle right there is going to act as a barrier so that either your wood or your metal is not touching and creating a water issue.
And you'll just float that bottom track off the travertine just a quarter, half inch. I mean, not much.
Kind of acts as a spacer.
Yeah. Okay. Great tip.
But yeah, just some asphalt with the outdoor kitchens, it's just like we live in such a beautiful area, 351 days of sunshine on average per year. And it's just natural that our outside becomes part of the inside, and our living area just kind of flows. We're seeing huge stack back doors, and the living areas inside and outside just kind of melding together. And it makes sense to be able to do your cooking outside as well as a supplemental area.
Oh, backyard cooking used to be a Weber grill and a 5-gallon bucket full of ice and cold drinks.
Right. And I mean, mine, I've got a 5-burner grill. I've got a smoker. I've got a working sink and an outdoor refrigerator out there.
Well, and then the entertainment, the sound system and the misting systems and the ceiling fans and the outdoor living environment, especially with these rollback open-up windows and walls, are a whole new dimension.
Still waiting for Bobby Flay to accept my invitation, though.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit, Tracy, about what you're seeing in the way of materials going into a kitchen or bathroom right now. What are y'all seeing for countertops?
Well, countertops are, we're having a still about 80% quartz, but we are doing some butcher block, and we are doing still some granite, and also some quartzite and marble in certain places. But the quartz is still the number one thing that we use, and it's changing every day. We're getting more and more, the manufacturers are getting more and more patterns, having it look like more and more things. We are also using Dectin. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. It's a composite material made by Cosentino, and they have some beautiful styles and colors that don't really look like anything else you've seen, and we're seeing a lot of that.
And tell me more about that product. It's a stone facsimile, or it's a tile product? Or?
No, it's a comes in a slab similar to quartz.
Okay.
It comes in a 2 centimeter or a 3 centimeter.
Okay.
It is extremely hard. You can't scratch it. You can use it outside, where some of the other materials you maybe wouldn't want to use for an outdoor kitchen or something like that. But the Dectin, you can. You can also use it for fireplace walls. It comes in a slim, which you can do for shower walls.
Okay.
And so if you don't want grout, you can use that. But it's a pretty neat material. It's extremely hard. So it's made with ground up material with a resin, and it's compressed. We've had a lot of interest in it because you can get some styles that you can't find in quartz.
Well, y'all are seeing about the same percentage we are. The quartz is about 80% of the countertop market right now. It's just so bulletproof, and it's so low maintenance, and there's so many choices. It's hard when you price it, and then you take a look at the real stone, and knowing the increased maintenance the real stone's going to be, it's hard not to fall right in line and go quartz.
Yeah, I recommend it almost to almost all of the customers. I personally love marble, but it isn't a really practical countertop solution, and it takes a lot of maintenance, and there's so many of the quartz that look just like marble, so you're getting the same look. And we are having the manufacturers and the reps are coming in almost every day, bringing new patterns.
You can't keep up with it.
It's everyone's using it.
And the other challenge with a granite or a marble is the need to go and select your slabs. And most of our customers don't know what they need to look for.
Oh.
And, a natural stone.
That's an art in and of itself.
Yeah, natural stone could have fissures that could cause cracks, and it could have pits. With quartz, you don't have any of that issue. The slab is always perfect.
Well, we learned a lot. The first marble countertop we ever put in back in the late 80s, and it was an expensive lesson. Whoa, boy. But we learned, and then quartz came out shortly after that, and I became a really big quartz fan,
And the other thing is, with this pandemic, people are more cognizant of cleanliness and antimicrobial. Yeah. Quartz is naturally antimicrobial, whereas a natural stone actually can have living microbes in it.
A little porous and needs periodic sealing. Okay, we'll be back with Ron and Tracy from TWD Design Built right after this short break. Y'all don't go anywhere.